Okay, I have a set list. I always end up throwing them out because I just go with what the crowd's feeling a lot of times. And
how are we feeling?
You're feeling good.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. This one's another food poem. You ever have that Tupperware container at the back of your fridge? And you don't know what's in it and how long it's been there. This is something like that. This is called Man versus Entree. I'm scared. Scared of the Tupperware container at the back of my fridge. It's been there ever since I moved. Almost 3 years now. I don't recall what's in it. All I can see is a black furry mass. I think I saw something moving inside. I don't even want to touch it. I'm thinking of having the whole fridge thrown out just so I won't have to deal with it. It sits there at the back, like the quiet evil one. Pandora's box lunch, holding the secret of the universe. Sinister, smiling, with a hurricane up its sleeve. Once in a while, it whispers my name. Federico. Federico, eat me, eat me. I've heard that if you leave beef stew long enough, at some point it turns into an orgy of furry slugs with wings. I think I would go mad if I were to open it and found gremlins having anal sex. Maybe I've accidentally created a fuzzy alien lasagna monster. I can picture myself opening the damn thing and tentacles shoot out, grabbing my wrist, trying to pull me in. I didn't eat it, and now it wants to eat my soul. There I am, playing tug-of-war in my kitchen. The classic battle, man versus entree. Revenge of the leftovers. It will win. I will disappear. My face on a milk carton. All they'll find is a pair of thong slippers in front of the fridge. My leftovers. This is called Everything is Bad for You. My yoga mat is made out of asbestos. I almost died choking on a piece of broccoli. The good Samaritan who gave me the Heimlich maneuver stole my wallet. A coven of vegans want to eat my firstborn. The little pill that will give you an erection will also give you an aneurysm. Either way, you will be stiff. I'm a carrot juice junkie hooked on tofu. Every time I jog, Chuck Norris kicks a Mexican baby in the face. Everything is bad for you. I write dirty haikus. Here's one dirty haiku. Just a haiku break. Valentine's Day bum sex. Now that's what I call a box of chocolate. I lived with a woman for like 5 years and we broke up, and this is a poem for her. It's called Tribute. She was at her most beautiful when doing her art. All out, intense, sleep became a sacrificial lamb, painting away, sculpting away, losing the hours. Most of the time it seemed like she didn't even know I was in the same room. I didn't mind because I knew it wasn't true. One time she sculpted me a pile of glazed alien dog shit. Beautiful, brown, coily, and mysterious. It looked like it still had steam rising from it. A touching tribute to my poetry. Recently she was visiting and asked if she could throw it out. She said it wasn't her best work. To a perfectionist, even crap has to be perfect. I said no. I love my pile of glazed alien dog shit. Every time I look at it, it reminds me of you. This poem is a touching tribute to her. Can't do any more funny ones for now. This one isn't that funny. It's called Cheerios. What's the matter? You look sad. Like you accidentally got Cheerios stuffed up your ass crack. Is there anything I can do? Like maybe get you some milk? My set list. I've never been married, but this is what it would be like for me, as I'm so secure. My greatest fear is that you will find somebody much more interesting than me. Perhaps someone at work, the bag boy at the supermarket, or maybe the dog catcher. My greatest fear is that I won't be able to keep these balls in the air, that I will eventually bore you, that my little eccentricities, my quirks you now find endearing, will become things that annoy you, that the public farting, the hairy back, and coat hanger and mayonnaise fetish will become things you hate about me and reveal on the witness stand. I fear that one day you will be cleaning under the sink and accidentally bump your head and come to your senses, and you will look at me as if I were a stranger and say, why the hell did I ever marry you? What did I see? Was I on mushrooms when I said I do? I must be an idiot for marrying an idiot. And I will look at you, clueless, like a dog looking at a newspaper, and say, what? I don't like people. I like people sometimes, but especially when they whine, it's like I end up writing poems about them. This is one such person. It's called Lemons. He's like a long, dark tunnel to nowhere with a tongue. Every time I see him, he's whining about something. This guy stabbed him in the back. That asshole kicked his dog. The bus driver hates his hairdo. The pizza boy fucked his girlfriend. Wine, wine, wine. I want to tell him welcome to the I got a deal with shit club, but he thinks he's special, thinks that the world is out to get him, dumb to the fact that the world doesn't even know he exists. But I don't tell him this because he'd get all defensive and pouty, and I just don't need the aggravation. So I keep the missiles in the silos, nod my head and think about a tongue sliding down a clitoris and hope his jaw gets tired soon. But he goes on telling me about feeling underappreciated, taken advantage of. He's always looking for some kind of brownie badge. He never asks how I'm doing. Couldn't care less as he takes me on a backstage tour of his theater of pain. Doesn't even know my mother's name, yet he'll confide me all these conspiracy theories. You'd think I was a damn bartender. He's the type of person who, instead of making lemonade, will just make more lemons. Wine, wine, wine. And if you're wondering if this is about you, then it probably is.